Everybody has struggles.
Blog Talk Radio.
Put your wine in and move forward.
When I was
in the Army, I heard that a lot.
But, you know, that.
Just, you know, cowboy up, man up, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of Army expressions that I can't even mention on the radio, but act like you have a pair, you know. And it's not cards. We're not talking about cards. So,
okay.
You know, it's in response to people who actually whine. And whining is very offensive. But many people think the ecosystem approach is like that because we talk about going back to your emotional story,
exactly.
How you felt about
your
childhood and even beyond. But it's not about that. It's not about whining. It's about uncovering those feelings as energies,
and
those emotions as energy.
Exactly. And having somebody acknowledge that whoever is talking about their story isn't crazy.
And then removing those energies.
Yes.
And, which is
successfully,
what,
by the way.
Which is why we created the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
So we know that forcing yourself to think a certain way, act a certain way, or even feel a certain way doesn't work. Because it doesn't change the energies.
Correct.
Those energies that are underneath, that are the root cause, don't change.
Well, you know what? I have a story about that, if you don't mind. I'm going to jump in. Unfortunately, I happened to lose my best friend less than 6 months ago, my best childhood friend 6 months ago. And unfortunately, the main source of her death was that they think that she died from a heart attack or heart failure. And we had lost touch with each other, and then we came back together. And for 3 years, she and I got to talk about her story and my story. And she validated a lot of things in my story. But today, I want to validate a lot of things in her story. And her story was that on the outside, her family looked like the great American family. Everybody was...
And you thought it was the great American
family. Oh, I did. I mean, I thought that it was wonderful. But what I found out in the last 3 years is there was secrets and there was propaganda and psychological, I'm going to say, operations and manipulations that were going on that I knew nothing about. You know, so everything looked perfect on the outside. The problem was is that when I came back after 30 years to spend time with my friend, so to speak, we started talking about health issues. And we know, Jason and I know, the ecosystem approach knows that health issues are always backed by negative energies that come from somewhere. And she had
the root cause.
Thank you very much. She had things like arthritis, vertigo.
Well, arthritis is anger.
Yep.
Vertigo is being knocked off your feet with her problems.
And her back problems.
She couldn't stand up for herself.
And she was severely overweight. And by the way, she had never been that way 30 years ago.
And so that's carrying anger in her fat cells.
Exactly. And then the heart problems, the broken heart. Well, that's the one I want to sort of focus on the most at the moment. But in her story, she confessed to me that she was not allowed, she didn't know that her real father, her birth father, had actually committed suicide in a mental institution. She and her brothers were told that he died from pneumonia. This is semi-right, but until she was 18 years old, she never knew the truth. None of them, and she was the baby at the time, none of them knew that their real father had died from suicide.
But see, here's the problem.
Okay.
That when you're in a family like that, the energies of that death are acting upon you, but you don't know why.
Well, and you don't even know where they come from.
People aren't conversant in the idea of energies anyways.
Right.
But those are acting upon you. So, you know, when you hide stuff like this from children, the energies of it are still there
and
affects them.
And I was going to say, and affects them. And oftentimes, like with my friend, they turn into disease. They turn into major health conditions and
broken heart.
And you don't know what to do with them. And by the way, I need to say, I miss my friend every single day still. She was amazing.
And I know you enjoyed the connection because you were able to validate each other's story.
We were.
She could see what was happening to you in your family, your family members don't acknowledge.
Exactly. Even to this day, they're still not acknowledging those things. And the reason we're talking about this is that we want you as the audience to understand that the ecosystem approach can actually help you minimize the drama, trauma, and chaos that you're carrying around each and every day that's affecting you in every single moment of your life today.
You know, it's not the fact that it needs to be acknowledged. That's important.
Yes.
But what's really important is there's an energy of it that's attached to you.
Yes.
And it comes out as health problems, money problems, relationship problems.
Yeah.
And just being satisfied with yourself, having well-being problems.
And it's really difficult because none of us are trained that when you get rid of this energy, and by the way, the way to do it is through the ecosystem approach, none of us have been trained that it's actually possible. So we learn and we're taught to ignore it.
And here's the worst. Here's the very, very worst. I know we're running out of time, but when you're in a family that looks good on the outside, and there's this propaganda within the family that says, we're great. We're a great family. You know, everything's as it should be. And you know that something's wrong, but you feel like a crazy person because no one else acknowledges. That actually is some of the most difficult to have.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your family story is not irrelevant to your life now. Mm. It's an energy that stays with you.
But can be cleared.
Yes. Family secrets and propaganda become negative energies that act upon us invisibly for the rest of our life.
Yes.
The worst negative energies often look good from the outside, even inside a family. That's just propaganda, but it can be cleared.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to clear the energies from your family stories so they don't hurt you.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about some types of family terrorism and propaganda with examples, even more than what we just gave you. This may sound very familiar to you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, sitting in for Dr. Pat. In this segment, we're going to talk about some types of family terrorism and propaganda with examples. This may sound very familiar to you. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, family terrorism and propaganda sounds very harsh. Is this really terrorism and propaganda?
In today's world, we see the awful effects of terrorism and propaganda in the global scale.
Yes, we do.
In with governments, with groups of people, people are being killed and being hurt in really awful, horrific ways. But we see the energy, the roots of that starts in the family where many of us think it's normal.
Yeah, well.
These techniques of propaganda and terrorism start in the family. If you don't do this, you better do this, otherwise this bad thing's going to happen.
Correct, correct.
And or they tell you that... it's okay for daddy to touch the little girl in this way, you know, incest. I can't tell you, we've had so many people that we've worked with sexual abuse. It's really horrific. And what's happened is that the abuser normalizes the abuse.
Well, and
it's just normal. That's love.
Yeah, oh,
that's the ultimate propaganda. You know what love is and what love isn't.
Yes, and you know, it's the all of us are trained that what goes on in our family is normal, but there's a part of us, and I admit I'm a perfect example of this. I knew something wasn't right, but in my family of origin, and I'm going to jump in. I had a mentally disabled sister. She's not been with us for a while, and She was very difficult.
She had the mental age of a 3-year-old.
On a good day, but there was all kinds of things that happened because of it, after she had died, my older sister and I, we stood up and spoke at the funeral, and we told both of us told the truth.
About
how difficult it was and how much it had affected us in a way, even to this day. And, you know, of course, we make jokes about it and all that sort of thing to ease the drama and trauma of it all. But there was a few family members at the funeral that got so mad at my sister and I for telling the truth.
Exposing the propaganda.
It was not good. And the worst thing was is that my sister might have been mentally disabled, and she truly was, but she manipulated her disability. She manipulated everyone in the family.
Well, and the main trauma was the fact that she would have seizures
all the time.
And whenever she had a seizure, they would call the fire department. The fire department would be in the house.
And along with the police department.
Oh, and it was chaos. Well, and in the middle of the night, during the day.
And one of my most embarrassing moments as a child outside of the house was, well, there was two of them, but outside of the house, I remember going with my classroom to visit the fire station in town. The town I lived in wasn't that big. And two of the firemen said, "Hi, Patty, how are you? How's everything at home?" And I have to tell you, I was so embarrassed that I knew the firemen. I mean, everybody wanted to know the firemen, but they knew me by name.
Well, it was embarrassing to you because there was this propaganda within your family, even if it wasn't spoken explicitly, that this was shameful, what was happening in your family, and that you shouldn't talk to anybody about it. And the fact that the firemen knew you.
Yes.
Everybody,
and everybody in my classroom wanted to know, how do you know that guy? How do you, and I go, oh, well, he knows my family, and I left it at that. But I was just so humiliated by it because the reason I knew him was because of these seizures, and these seizures meant there was something majorly wrong. If you had to call the fire department or a police officer, that meant something was wrong.
And it was shameful.
And it was totally shameful.
And it needed to be covered up and acted like it wasn't there.
Exactly.
And your mother was the one that held the shame.
Oh, by all means, my mother died from not one kind of cancer. She died from three different kinds of cancer. And it was horrific.
And it was a form of family terrorism.
Absolutely.
Because it was... The seizures would come on, and it was like the whole family was attacked.
And we had to stop everything that we were doing, and there was each one of us had a job, and we had, we had to do this. We had to run and call the fire department. We had to do all kinds of things. The point that I'm trying to get at, because I could go on and on and on, which I don't want to, was that we all knew something was wrong, but we weren't allowed to talk about it. That brings me to my next story about this whole thing. The neighbor that lived next door... we had moved from that house, and I hadn't seen this neighbor for, I'm going to say, a good 20 years. And I ran into him at the grocery store. And at the grocery store, we talked for, how's this, how's that, that kind of thing. And he said, I always felt so sorry for you and your sister and the rest of the family. And I said to him, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And he said, the hell that you must have lived in for all of those years with your sister and the seizures and manipulating the family. The part he wasn't not telling, he was telling the truth, and, feeling sorry made me go, whoa, okay. But what bothered me was I didn't know that anyone outside the family, outside of our house, knew actually what was going on.
And it seems like a lot of people do.
Well,
it's pretty obvious.
But the propaganda in the family was nobody knew, and we had to keep it a secret.
Yes.
It affected me, and even to this day, there are still parts of this that affect me. And it's very, very, very difficult. In other words, it was, for lack of a better way to say it, it was beat into us. Not that they were beating us. That's not what I mean. But it was harped into us that we were not allowed to talk about it.
It was repeated over and over again.
Over and over and over again.
We see that today in politics. It's pretty clear that when someone stands up and tells the truth and says, no, they're lying, they're discredited. Everybody goes around them and tries to discredit the person telling the truth.
Yes.
It comes from our family. It's very natural to the family.
That's
so here's the main point.
Okay.
You have to have what we call evolved consciousness to truly understand family terrorism and how it's affected you and how it could affect your family in the future. Now, what we've been doing with the ecosystem approach, we don't just teach it to other people. We're implementing it ourselves.
We are. Yeah.
And after all this time, we're still getting we're still uncovering more and more
snippets
of what's happened to you, what's happened to me.
Correct.
And how it's affected us.
Yes.
And then we're clearing it away.
Yes.
Once you clear it away, it's amazing. But if you don't understand it right now, if you're saying, I'm thinking about my family, it wasn't that bad. It was,
Wait a minute. The key right there was, it wasn't that bad.
Yes. Or this is a problem, but I know a lot of people have it a lot worse than I do.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can't compare. You can't rate family traumas.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter that someone else you perceive as having it worse.
Right.
It's how you felt about it and how what those feelings are, how those feelings are acting upon you right now.
Exactly. So, Jason, talk about the other processes, the energy processes.
There's a lot of there's a lot of other energy processes out there: scream therapy, rebirthing, physical release, which is a form of myofascial release, REM therapy. The problem with those, they usually don't go far enough. There's no basis for seeing where you're at.
Well, they don't see the negative energy.
They don't see precisely the negative energy.
There you go.
So when we talk about your emotional story, it's not just about, for example, the trauma of having being woke up in the middle of the night and having the
firemen in your house.
Yes, exactly. It's the subtle things that you were trying to study for a test and you couldn't do it because you were taking care of your sister.
Well, and I'm sorry, I have to jump in and say, more than one of my teachers would say, oh, don't tell me that the dog ate your homework.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that when you have firemen and policemen
exactly.
in the middle of your house, how do you study?
Yeah.
You don't. You don't get your homework
yeah.
done.
Well,
yes.
exactly. And so it was very hard. But what we do, what's really different about the ecosystem approach is that we use the Enneagram typing system to understand the negative energy in your essence.
Yeah.
At any particular time. Now, it's not a precise thing. It's a very, very flexible way of seeing.
Yes.
But
well,
we've seen so many of these other techniques. They say, okay, do this, and then you're done. But we see the energy still there. You're not done.
And
you
it's going to come up in some other way. That's how it happens.
The ecosystem approach has so much validity and is so effective because we see energy and we see what works and we see what doesn't.
Right.
And it's a big deal.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The emotions of the past stick to you and can be removed with clearing, but they just don't go away. Our family stories will act upon us until we clear them using an energy approach. And most energy processes don't go far enough and are not specific enough.
Okay.
Evolved consciousness is needed to truly understand the terrorism and propaganda in a family, which is often invisible, and that comes from using energy techniques and clearing away the negative energy attached to you. It's not a cognitive process. You can't figure out family terrorism. The ecosystem approach shows you how to clear the feelings to get to the root of those feelings over time.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to start to clear the family terrorism and propaganda, even if your memory is a little light or spotty, or you don't really think it affects you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
You have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goal. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the Air Machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you for that opportunity. We're going to talk about, in this segment, how to start to clear the family terrorism and propaganda, even if your memory is a little light or spotty or you really don't think you're being or seeing any effects of it. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what happens if you can't remember or you don't know about family terrorism or any family propaganda? And by the way, we actually know people that can claim that.
Or people that have started with us and said that.
Yes.
And, you know, when they start to see it more clearly, the people around them say, oh, we're programming them.
Yes.
You well, know, and that's the difference because we don't program people. We uncover the negative energies.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they can see things that they haven't been able to.
And by the way, oftentimes they don't like it. But, you know, the bottom line is, and I need to ask them one more question. If they can't see it, they don't know it's there, or if they don't think it's that bad, does that mean it really exists?
The biggest $64 question, and I would say yes.
Okay.
You know, when you uncover it energetically, the process that we use is not putting, it's not
putting something in place of something else.
Exactly. We're not programming people. Now the truth is, the most mind control that we use is what's normally accepted today,
which is
think this way, feel this way.
Oh, yeah.
Do it this way.
And everything will be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's programming. That takes away your free will.
Mm-hmm.
When you start, you know, we say it every single time that we see human beings as ecosystems,
right,
that when you take away the negative energy, who you are authentically, your ability to perceive.
It starts to flow. It starts to be, you start to be who you really are.
And your ability to perceive the world objectively is increased tenfold. It's huge.
And I just want to say, I have never worked with anyone that after we start removing the negative energies, that because people say, well, I'm not going to like myself, so I'm just going to stay the way I am. I like the way I am now. And the bottom line is that I've never heard anyone say, I don't like who I've uncovered. And the bottom line is that everyone says, oh, you know, I always knew this part of me was there, but I really like this part.
It's like a really, really happy homecoming.
It is.
You've been away from home for such a long time.
Yes.
Because that part that's home is the authentic part of you.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, it's a lot of times when you have a lot of pain, you numb out from it as a defense mechanism.
Well, and a safety for yourself. I mean,
and as you clear that,
that
away,
one.
It's not going to hurt you on the way up as you start to uncover it, but it you can maybe feel it the way it was.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't, no one's ever died from what we do and no one's ever been hurt from what we do, but they struggle with the emotions of it. And frankly, it's a good struggle. It's a positive one.
And that's the part I was going to say.
You clear those emotions, you're say, okay,
mm-hmm.
I can see the world a different way and mm-hmm. I got this.
Yes.
I've got the confidence about me because it's authentic to me. It's not some sort of phony confidence that
correct.
You say, oh, you say in the mirror 10 times, I'm great, I can do this, I can, you know.
Yes, I've done all that.
Yes.
And
we know that doesn't work. It doesn't change the energy.
Well, and I usually end up, when I was doing that, I would stick my tongue out at myself.
So if you want to change the world for a better, you always have to start with yourself.
Right.
And start clearing that hurt and pain. If you don't know what it is, clear numbness.
Mm-hmm.
Numbness always
mm-hmm.
works.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the most important part that people don't understand.
Okay.
That negative energy has a consciousness. Now, we did two shows ago about the consciousness of negative energy.
Correct.
That, you know, and it's an amazing show. Go back and listen to that. But what we said in that show is that negative energy wants to exist.
Yes.
So if you try and remove it, it doesn't want to go.
Mm.
It wants to stay put.
Yes.
And if you start to remove it, there's a little bit of pushback. And the more you remove, the more pushback there is. You don't have to be afraid of that, but it happens.
Well, and one of the things that I found, this is my own experience, that when that pushback starts happening, if I realize that it's happening consciously, I clear the blocks that are keeping me from the courage to keep going.
Yeah.
Because once that negative energy is removed, there's a whole world out there that we don't even know exists.
It's amazing, and we see it so clearly. The way we see ourselves and our life today
compared
to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago,
exactly,
is so different.
It's
amazing.
My gosh. Yes, yes, yes.
So
go ahead.
So the other way you can start, let's say you don't have any memories, you're numb.
Sure.
Is start with your accurate Enneagram type, and the basics for each type is what you need to clear.
Mm-hmm.
For example, fears, sixes have fears and need for security.
Mm-hmm.
Fours need for drama and emotional expression.
Right.
Sevens need for activity and keeping busy.
Mm-hmm.
Eights need to dominate.
Mm-hmm.
Nines need to have peace.
Yes.
Ones need perfection. Twos need love and attention. And threes need to make everybody around them love them, but it doesn't help.
And that's for a form of validation.
Yes.
Yes.
So the Enneagram type can be really helpful.
Yes.
You know, we're not talking about the Enneagram type today. We've done shows about that.
Yes, we have.
But we use that as a tool
mm-hmm.
To understand the negative energy that's attached to our essence.
Right.
So, this idea that negative energies want to exist
yes.
is the hardest thing for people to understand.
Well, because we have been so programmed to believe that there is no negative energy, that everything that happens is because we've made an objective choice about it. When I'm here to tell you personally, that is not the truth at all.
We're also taught to think that if we just have confidence, we just act with confidence, then everything's going to be okay.
And
that's not true.
Well, and that act as if,
yes.
I have to tell you, act as if has gotten me in more trouble in my lifetime than I even care to share. We'll
because
say it
the
that
negative
way.
Energy squirts in there sideways
oh,
and
yeah.
sabotages you.
Yes.
And if this is making sense to you right now,
yes.
it's like, oh, my gosh, that's the reason why all these self-help things haven't worked for me.
Right.
You know, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. We'll send you weekly clearings. We'll send you a little bit about the show every week,
mm-hmm.
and there's a whole bunch of content that you have access to when you sign up for the free section.
Yeah, which is really cool because
really,
it's really good information.
Really important information.
Yes. Yes.
So let's tell people how to clear, but let's go through the key points.
Well, let's do the key points first. Jason, what are the key points?
We become numb to pain, propaganda, and terrorism of our family and our past, but it's all energy and it can be cleared.
Correct.
An accurate Enneagram type is very helpful starting point to clear the feelings around invisible family stories.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're a six that needs fear, that has fear and needs security, I guarantee you something about your family story has to do with the fact that you were afraid and didn't have security in some form or another.
Correct.
Negative energy is always wants to exist, so it resists clearing. Mm-hmm. Identifying it and keep clearing, the fears will be removed.
Yes.
The ecosystem approach is a way to heal the family terrorism that has affected you and keep you from repeating it in your own family.
Yes, and by the way, that's one of the hard parts, because as you grow older, you see that you did the same thing that your parents did.
Yeah, we're going to do a show about that, you know.
Okay.
Turning into your parents, but yeah. So,
wait. No, don't make me. Okay, so we're going to, in the ecosystem approach, we have a process. Energetic process of how to remove the negative energy. Jason's going to talk about it, and then I'm going to talk about life force energy after that, and then we'll go to a break. So
it's very easy. You can stand, sit, lay down. You can be walking. You can be moving. You can be standing on your head. The posture is not important. You don't have to be reverent when you're in that posture.
Right.
People think of it like going to church. It's not that way. You're just doing a process.
Right.
So when we say and to eliminate, we usually say to eliminate specific emotions, something that's more complex than that, barriers, veils, and illusions. Just in your mind's eye and in your imagination, gather up those things in your body and blow them into the processor. If you want to see a picture of the processor.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Yes. Right here?
Yep.
Wait, let's see.
And Jacob may be putting that up on the
He might be,
screen.
But we're going to go with this one for the moment.
You know,
and you're going to put it in the top here.
Yes.
You're going to, and by the way, whatever negative energy is put in there,
it's processed.
It's processed, and it comes out
neutral.
in the front. It comes out neutral, and you can find the picture of this where, Jason?
On our website, if you sign up for the free section,
exactly.
theecosystemapproach.org.
Exactly. Then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to, and it is pure and clean, and it works for us in our best interest. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head and go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to ask it to turn around. And then as it comes back up our body, we're going to ask it to remove any negative energy that's left behind. And by the way, there is so much negative energy in the world. One of the best things you can do every single day is to do clearing for yourself, meaning the ecosystem approach, because you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping the guy next to you and all of the other ecosystems, be it
around
human,
yes.
Yes, or any other way around you.
Clearing is cumulative, so
yes,
the more you do,
it.
the better results you get.
Okay, so please stay with us. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do clearings to help you start to uncover your family terrorism and propaganda in your family story and for you personally. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, sitting in for Dr. Pat. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I hurt myself.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. In this segment, we're going to do some clearings to help you start to uncover family terrorism and propaganda in your family story and for you personally. You ready to get started, Jason?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can begin to see the family terrorism that has affected me all my life. Take a breath. Get up those barriers, blow them into the processor.
Blow them into the processor right here. And now I'm going to shorten it a little bit just because. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my upbringing, so I can see my upbringing more objectively without blame that I turn on myself. That one's huge. Pick it up and put it in that processor, the top of the processor. Jason?
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and hate I have about the way I was treated as a child, whether I can remember it or not.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And blow it out. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I've been carrying about my family and about me for way too long. This one is huge, everyone. Take a nice breath. Just start to make yourself better.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the motives for all those who participated in the family terrorism in my life.
Take a breath.
Take a breath, and you can put that down.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I can clear the hurt and pain I've been carrying from my upbringing. I don't need it anymore, but it needs to go somewhere. Put it in that processor.
We need to clear it, yes.
Put it in that processor.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that still haunt me and keep me from my confidence.
Good one. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that similar traumas can affect everyone differently, especially in my family. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment I have because of the way I was treated. I can keep clearing that. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to uncovering my emotional story first and then clearing the pain and the hurt and the overwhelm of it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that evil is never absolute. It's always layered. It is up to me to reconcile it.
Yes.
Based on seeing other people's motives.
Take a breath. And to eliminate that hate and anger I have about family members who have hurt me and the hate about that hurts me. It doesn't serve me. Take a breath.
people hold on to the hate because they think it's hurting the other person, but it's only hurting yourself.
Exactly.
And it's an energy. Get rid of the energy so you can take action.
Do other things.
Yes. Any numbness or blocks I have to anger, hurt, and pain that I have from my childhood.
Take a breath. And to eliminate barriers so I can see the evil that has affected those in my family and me as well. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that that family terrorism is way too common and the healing starts with me.
Take a breath. Now we're going to change it up just a little bit. Now we're going to activate life force. Remember I said life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And that life force energy gives us the ability to have the clarity and the objectivity and the creativity that we all need and want, not only to heal ourselves, but to heal everything around us. And it goes like this. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for happiness and hope and clarity, awareness and objectivity that I need and want so I can start to heal me with the ecosystem approach today. Take a breath. Let it come in, go all the way through you. Let it stop at the tips of your toes and now blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to heal the family terrorism and propaganda that has affected me in my life.
Yes, take a breath. And now blow it out. Remember that life force energy goes in and replaces where the negative energies that we were just clearing has been. So with that said, and to activate life force so I can trust and understand that healing takes time, but the benefits are truly worth it. Take a breath. Let it go in. Let it settle in the places where you need that healing done and blow out any negative energy left over. Throw it in that processor.
And to activate life force so I can decide to see the propaganda I grew up with and heal and clear it, starting with myself.
Take a breath. And the last one. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, love myself and love others, and be creative and use objectivity and know that by using the ecosystem approach, I can do and take care of anything. Take a breath. Let that heal you all the way to the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about on Monday, which, by the way, is our normal show day and time?
Better sleep. Huh. And we're going to look at from an intuitive perspective, what happens to you when you sleep?
Okay.
What are you doing when you're dreaming?
Mm.
And how does that help you? How does that affect your sleep? What about night terrors? What are they? How do you sleep to solve problems and for your own evolution?
Oh, wow.
Science doesn't have these answers. You're not going to get this from science. So this is an intuitive approach that is really, really effective.
Okay. And by the way, did today's show touch your heart in any way? Has it made you think in a way you've never considered before?
So how do you make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life? How do you take the next steps?
Yes.
It's very simple. Listen to our show every week.
Yes.
And we'll talk about, we have our normal show time is on Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to our show every week. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section, and you get clearings. The clearings are all written out for you, and it shows you how to do it. A picture of the processor is there, and the more you clear, the better off you are. And each week we take a show topic about how to apply this in your life in different ways. It's very, very interesting.
Well, and especially for daily living.
Yes.
Yes. Jason, what about Facebook?
Go to our Facebook page. TheEcosystemApproach.org. All of our videos are there. Please like us while you're there and take a look.
Okay. And listen to our show regularly, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach with Jason and Patricia. And thank you, Dr. Pat, for the opportunity today.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out. You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Happy Friday. Eric Ryder here with you on KKNW. We're approaching noon. Time for a quick look at our traffic. Southbound I-5 from North Gateway on down to the 520 interchange, finding congestion at this hour and finding congestion already in the south end from C Route 18 to the Pike area. Northbound on 167 between Sumner and Auburn, and 405 northbound just north of 167. Still finding a little hesitation at this hour. Right now, 7... 7-